Good evening, everyone, from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for a matchup of teams rated in the top 10. Not only in the top 10, but the top 7. The Dort College defenders enter today's contest, number 7 in the country and 19-4 overall, while the Northwestern Red Raiders vaulted to the number 3 spot in the most recent rating. That was last week. That was on the heels of their win over the Hastings College Broncos, then number 1 Hastings College. Dort College and Northwestern this evening. Northwestern 21-1 overall, 8-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This match not only has conference ramifications, but national ramifications, and is the second straight match Dort College will play against a team rated in the top 3. They faced Viterbo in La Crosse, Wisconsin 1 week ago tomorrow evening, and they lost that match 3-1, a match that easily could have gone the distance to 5. And this evening, Dort College facing a team that beat them 3-1 in their previous meeting in September in Orange City. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you here at the DeWitt Gymnasium from the regular spot just off of the bench area here at the scorer's table. Let's take a look at these two teams a little more in depth. Northwestern, 21-1 this season, 7-0 in the GPAC. They are ranked number 3 in the most recent poll. The Orange City, Iowa-based school has won 18 matches in a row since a 3-2 loss to Corbin on August 26. Since that loss, Northwestern has been pushed to 5 sets twice. Hastings and Buena Vista were able to do that. They've been pushed to 4 sets on 5 other occasions. Northwestern's converting 14.4 kills per contest with a 327 kill efficiency. The Red Raiders get 2.36 ace serves per set and record 1.79 blocks. Teams are hitting 161 against Northwestern and have a 9.47 kills per set average. Hannah Keel leads this team with a 3.71 kills per set average and a 411 kill efficiency. She transferred to Northwestern last year at the Christmas break. She played basketball for Northwestern last winter, the second semester, and she has 2 years of eligibility remaining in volleyball after this season. She transferred in from Iowa State. A.J. Horstman averages 3.09 kills per set with a 3.25 kill efficiency. Lauren Hilger and Mackenzie Fink each get 2.56 and 2.47 kills per outing, respectively. Josie Blankespor is at 1.52 kills per set with a 3.92 kill efficiency. Lacey Wacker puts up 11.92 assists. Hilger is leading digger at a 2.95 average. Carson Winterfeld accounts for 64 service aces. Horseman has 29. Fink has 28. Dort College is 19-4 overall. They're averaging 14.4 kills per set. They have a 249 team kill efficiency. They get 1.63 points per set on ace serves, 2.09 points per set on blocks. Emma Altna averages 4.35 kills per set for the defenders. Leah Camp puts in 2.91 kills. Camp has a 320 kill efficiency to top the Dort College attackers. Julia Lindberg is averaging 2.18 kills per set. Allie Kromadike is averaging 1.77. Kromadike and Camp average just under a block each. Jamie Gasink is putting up 10.4 assists, and she has a 1.2 kills per set average to go with a 1.99 digs. Summer Jansen has a 4.79 digs per set average. Alton is at 2.32. Aubrey Drake gets to 2.18. Alton is the team leader with 34 ace serves. Gasink has 22. Jansen has 19. Northwestern was a 3-1 winner on September 12 at Orange City. Keelan Fink had 16 and 15 kills each. Wacker put up 46 assists. Winterfeld had 15 digs. Altena had 18 kills for the defenders. Camp recorded 9. Gasing put up 35 assists, and Jansen had 23 digs. Again, those set scores were 25-19, 19-25, 25-13, and 25-20. Northwestern got rolling, and once they got rolling, it was pretty difficult for Dort College to play from on top. Other Great Plains Athletic Conference matches this evening. The College of St. Mary is at Midland. Dakota Wesleyan's at Briarcliff. Morningside is at Mount Marty. Concordia visits Hastings. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from Sioux Center and the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium. We have had our national anthem, and we are just about set for volleyball as the introductions of the players for both teams taking place currently. Players for Door College you'll be hearing about this evening. Aubrey Drake is a junior from Rock Island, Illinois, averaging 2.18 digs. She has 16 ace serves. Julia Lindberg is an outside hitter. She's from Margate, Florida. 2.18 kills per set is her average. She's an outside hitter. She's a junior. Emma Alton is also a junior. She's from Sioux Center, averaging a team-high 4.35 kills. She has 34 ace serves and 2.34 digs per outing. Jamie Gasink is the setter. She has been for two-plus years now. She's a junior from Sioux Center. High school teammate of Emma Altna, averaging 10.4 assists, 1.2 kills, 22 ace serves for the season, and a 199 dig average. Allie Kromendyke's a middle blocker from Belle Plaine, Minnesota. One block and 1.77 kills per set. She's a sophomore. Missed most of last year with an injury. Erica Bausma is a freshman from Sheldon, back row specialist, defensive specialist. 1.92 digs per set, 11 ace serves. Leah Camp is a middle blocker from Tinley Park, Illinois. 2.91 kills per set with one block per set. Summer Jansen is the senior libero from Sheldon, 4.79 digs, 19 ace serves. And Haley Moss, middle blocker, I should say a right side hitter for the defenders, 1.69 kills. She's a 6'6 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa. For Northwestern, very limited. They play seven players. They are very balanced, but they are not very deep in terms of their rotation. Carson Wintersell's a freshman. She has a team-high 64 ace serves, 2.79 digs per set. Lacey Wacker's the setter, 11.92 assists per set, 23 ace serves this season. Josie Blankenspor's a freshman from Orange City, averaging 1.52 kills. Lauren Hilger is a junior, averaging 2.56 kills, has 22 ace serves. She was the top player last year for the Raiders. This year she is option number 2, 3, or 4. A very deep team, did I mention that already? Mackenzie Fink is a freshman, averaging 2.47 kills. A.J. Horstman's a sophomore from Pella, Iowa, averaging 3.09 kills. Nanda Keel's a sophomore from Morris, Iowa, officially, 3.71 kills, 1.91 digs. She also has 17 ace serves this season. I believe we've taken care of all of our bookwork, and we are set for volleyball. Dort College in their white jersey tops, black shorts, black numerals trimmed out in yellow. Northwestern Red Raiders, predominantly red tops, black sleeves, white numbers and lettering trimmed out in black. Aubrey Drake will serve for the defenders, and we are underway. Taken by Northwestern and nearly an ace serve, passed over the net, and that will go as an ace serve for Aubrey Drake. So Drake with the ace serve, and the Dort College defenders take the lead. 1-0. 1-0 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Drake, low hard serve controlled by Northwestern. Raiders attacking. This is A.J. Horstman off of the block, and A.J. Horstman records the kill. Horstman with the kill, and we are tied at 1-1. Serving for Northwestern, Mackenzie Fink. Fink serves into the net. And the North College defender lead is 2-1. Our score. Serve controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside. And with the swing is A.J. Horstman. Horstman with a kill. A.J. Horstman records the kill. It's 2-2. 2-2 our score. Serve controlled by Dort College. Drake gets it over to Gasink. Gasink outside to Altena. Altena off high hands. Altena with the kill. Emma Altena records the kill, and for Emma Altena, that is her first kill this evening. And the Dort College defenders lead 3-2. Emma Altena with her first kill, controlled by Northwestern. Down ball by Horstman. Horstman into the net. An attack error by Horstman. And the Dort College defender lead is 4-2. 4-2 our score. Serving for the defenders is Gasink. Low hard serve. Northwestern will attack. Set goes to the middle. Keel blocked at the net. Northwestern will load up. Set goes to Horstman over high hand. Saved by Drake. Bump set by Gasink. Middle of the floor. Tipped over by Jansen. Controlled by Northwestern. Set right side over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. So Horstman records the kill. And for A.J. Horstman, that is her second kill this evening. 4-3 our score. Serving for Northwestern, Horstman. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasink. Slide right side over to Moss. Moss with a power tip, controlled by Northwestern. around the block and hitting it wide is Lauren Hilger. Hilger hits it wide. North College takes a 5-3 lead on the attack error. So Hilger with the attack error. Emma Altena with service. The defenders leading 5-3. Altena serve low, controlled by Northwestern. And a double called on Northwestern. And I believe, well, you could call that an ace. We'll see what our official scorekeepers do. North College leads 6-3. If I were scoring, I would give that as an ace simply because it was the serve that caused the poor pass. Now Altena serves it long and out of bounds. And North College leads 6-4. Serving for Northwestern is Lauren Hilger. Hilger's serve taken by Jansen. Bump set by Altena. Comes outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a tap of the kill. Lindbergh with the kill. And for Julia Lindbergh, that is her first kill. Serving for the defenders will be Summer Jansen. Jansen serving, taken by Horstman. Northwestern attacking. Keel off the block. Moss giving chase, runs out of room. Point Northwestern. Keel records the kill. Hannah Keel with the kill, her first. Serving for Northwestern is Keel. Anna Keel with the serve, short, taken by Jansen, struggling, and that'll go as an ace serve. An ace serve for Keel. And the North College defenders trail 7-6. 7-6 our score, short serve taken by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, comes over to Camp, Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with the kill, her first. 8-6 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Erica Bausma, the freshman from Sheldon. Defenders with a two-point lead early on in this one. Northwestern attacking. Through the block, stab saved by Jansen. Kept it alive. Bausma with the bump set to Lindbergh, unable to finish it, and hitting it wide and out of bounds. Northwestern's Lacey Wacker. Wacker with the attack error, and the North College lead is 9-6. 9-6 our score. Serving is Bausma. Bausma, low hard serve, Northwestern scrambling, nearly an overpass, and Gasink is there to push it back, and we've got a player coming under the net, Mackenzie Fink, and the defenders lead 10-6. 10-6 our score, Dort College with a four-point advantage, back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5, the Dort College defenders leading 10-6 in set number one of this best-of-five match. Erica Bausma with service. Bausma averaging 1.92 digs. She also has several ace serves, and that one will go as an ace serve. So another ace for the defenders and Bausma, and the defenders have an 11-6 lead in set number one. Serving again will be Bausma. Bausma, low floater. Horstman scrambling, and another ace serve for Bausma. Erica Bausma with back-to-back aces. Dort College leading 12-6 in set number one. Bausma with another serve. This one's a low hard serve, saved by Northwestern. Set goes outside and picked out of the net by Gasink over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. That ball was kept alive by Gasink. She was able to pick it out of the net for her and records and gets the ball over eventually to Lindbergh for her second kill of the evening. Northwestern attacking. Block put up. Saved by Northwestern. Pushed to the corner. Saved by Altena. Gets it over to Gasink. Slide right side. Camp. Camp off of the block for the kill. Camp with the kill, a 7-0 run by Dort College, and the defenders take a 14-6 lead in set one of this best-of-five match. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Okay. Dort College with a 14-6 lead in set number one of this best-of-five battle. Erica Bausma with service. So Erica Bausma serving with the defenders up by eight early in this one. Dort College has gotten on a roll. Northwestern Now trying to recover. Taken by Northwestern. Set goes outside around the block and a kill for Northwestern's Lauren Hilger. Hilger makes it 14-7. 14-7. Dort College in front. Northwestern with service. This is Wacker serving. Wacker, jump serve, taken by Altna. Jansen sends it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh power tip, saved by Keel. Here comes Northwestern. Set over to Horstman. Blocked at the net by Lindbergh. Change up by Camp. Controlled by the defenders. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing, saved by Keel. Set goes outside Hilger. Off high hand, saved by Jansen. And trying for the dump is Gaysink. And Gaysink a little short on the dump shot. And the Dort College defenders, an attack error by Gaysink as she dumps it into the net. Point Northwestern, Red Raiders, back-to-back points at 14-8. 14-8, and the serve is wide and out of bounds by Northwestern's Lacey Wacker. Wacker with a service error. And the defenders lead 15-8. Serving again for Dort College will be Aubrey Drake. Drake with service. And Drake serves into the net. So a service error by Drake. It's 15-9. 15-9. Serving for Northwestern is Fink. And Mackenzie Fink with a jump serve. Taken by Jansen. Gaysink has to bump set it outside to Altena. Altena around the block. Altena with a kill. Altena with the kill, and Emma Altena now with her second kill, and the defenders lead at 16-9. 16-9, our score. Serving for the defenders is Connolly. Connolly, service specialist for the defenders. Blocked at the net, Northwestern's attack, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Josie Blankespor for Northwestern, and the defender lead is 17-9. Connolly is a freshman from McCook Lake, South Dakota. Served by Connolly and catches the tape and falls back. Point Northwestern. So Connolly with a service error. Dort College leads 17-10, set number one. Serving for Northwestern is Carson Winterfeld. Winterfeld, jump serve, taken by Bausma, gets it to Gaysink. Slide over to Kromendijk, unable to put it down. Set comes back over to Keogh, blocked at the net. Northwestern will reload. Set outside Horstman. Horstman off high hand, saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes outside Altena. Altena over the kill. Altena records her third kill, and the defender lead is 18-10. 18-10, our score. Low hard serve controlled by Winterfeld. Northwestern attacking. Keogh blocked at the net, but out of bounds. Banks it off of the block, and Keel will get credit for the kill. Anna Keel with her second kill, and the Dort College lead is 18-11. Horstman has service. A.J. Horstman, sophomore, serve, catches the tape, taken by Drake, gets it to Gaysink, back over to Kromendijk with a kill. So Kromendijk records the kill, her first, and the defender lead is 19-11. 19-11, our score. Serve by Altena. Top spin serve and just off of the back line and out of bounds. Point Northwestern. So a service error by Altena on the jump serve. There have been several service errors by both teams. More on Dort College's side in set number one. Serving for Northwestern, Hilger. Serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Moss. Moss with a tap. Tap back over by Keel. Here comes Dort College back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a swing. Dug up and over by Northwestern. Saved by Moss. Gets it over to Gaysink. Shoots it outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh roll shot. Saved by Northwestern. Raiders attacking. Keel with a tip. And we've got a player in the net for Northwestern. Point defenders. Keel will get credit for the kill. Her third. She's averaging 3.71 per set. The sophomore from Morris, Iowa. Serving for Northwestern again is Hilger with 22 ace serves so far this season. And she serves into the net. So Hilger with the service error. Serving for the defenders now, Summer Jansen, the senior from Sheldon. And Jansen, the floater, controlled by Northwestern. Set right side Keel on the slide. Dort College attacking. Comes back outside Lindbergh. Saved by Horstman. Northwestern attacks outside. blocked at the net, and it bangs off of Northwestern's Mackenzie Fink on the return. So a block for a point for the defenders, and the Dort College lead is 21-13. 21-13, Dort College leading. Northwestern has used both of their timeouts. Jansen serve, taken by Northwestern. Keel with a kill. Anna Keel with the kill. She's got four. Figure that she's probably going to get hers. Just simply have to limit her damage that she does. Keel, jump serve, taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Giesing. Comes back over to Camp. Camp over the block and hits it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. Point Northwestern on the attack error by Camp. So an attack error by Camp. Dort College leading by six. Northwestern hanging around trying to give themselves a chance here at the end to steal one. Keel serve, taken by Altna, gets it over to Giesing, comes outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net, saved by the defenders, too close to the net, saved by Giesing. Bump set by Moss, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, and we have a touch. Lindbergh with the kill, and the Dort College lead is 22-15. Lindbergh records her third kill, and the defender lead is seven. Serving is Bausma. Bausma, low hard serve taken by Horstman. Northwestern attacks from the back row. And we had somebody in the net. Saved by Altna. Altna runs out of room over on the far side. And the Dort College defenders surrender the point. It's 22-16. 22-16, Dort College by six. Still serving is Lacey Wacker. So three attackers in the front row for Northwestern. An ace serve for Wacker. For Lacey Wacker, that is her first. And the Dort College lead is 22-17. Serve taken by Altna, gets it over to Giesing, comes back over to Lindbergh, blocked at the net, saved by Altna, gets it over to Giesing, back set, Camp off of the block, kill. Leah Camp records the kill from the right side. Dort College probing that time and finally finding a spot for Leah Camp over on the right side of the attack. 23-17, Dort College by six. Serving again is Drake. Aubrey Drake, the floater to the back line, is just off of the back line and out of bounds. Point Northwestern. So a service error by the defenders, and that is what is keeping Northwestern in this set. 23-18, serving Hilger. Short serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Giesing, comes back over to Camp. Camp blocked at the net. Point Northwestern. Northwestern just keeps inching their way closer. It's 23-19. Dort College does have both of their timeouts remaining. It's just a matter of if they want to use one or not. Taken by Bausma, gets it over to Giesing. Bump set outside Altena. Altena through the block, kill. Altena records the kill. She has four unofficially. And serving for the defenders will be Connolly. Connolly with service. Dort College leading 24-19. And the jump serve by Connolly taken by Northwestern. They'll attack. Backside Horstman off high hands and a kill for Horstman. 24-20. Horstman records the kill. And for A.J. Horstman, that is her third kill. Serving Winterfeld for Northwestern. So Winterfeld, jump serve. And Jansen goes after one that probably is going to go out of bounds. An ace serve for Winterfeld. She has 65 ace serves now this season. And the defender lead is 3, 24-21. Serve catches the tape. Passed over the net by Giesink as the defenders keep it alive. Northwestern attacking. Horstman change-up kill. Not how she diagrammed it, but the end result, what she wanted. And the Dort College lead is 24-22. This is the situation Northwestern likes. That is their best server serving in this situation. Now, granted, it's a high-risk, high-reward situation with Winterfeld serving with that jump serve. She's among the country's leaders in terms of service aces. She has 64 service aces. She has 68 service errors coming into today's contest, an 81.4 serve efficiency, and that's how many she puts over and in play. 24-22. Timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joiners Ort Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. And by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. Dort College leading 24-22. Serve taken by Drake, pushed back over by Northwestern after Gasing pushed it over. Altina gets it through the block, and Altina records the kill. And the Dort College defenders take set number one, 25-22. Dort College leads the match, 1-0. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College defenders will they win in set number one. The numbers, Dort College records 12 kills, 3 errors, 27 total attacks, 333 kill efficiency. Northwestern 10-6-31, 129 kill efficiency. 3 service aces for Northwestern, 2 service aces for the defenders. 10 digs by Northwestern, 11 by the defenders, 1 block by each team in set number 1. Serving for Northwestern, and a serve is long and out of bounds by Lacey Wacker. And the Dort College defenders take a 1-0 lead. 1-0 our score. Wacker with a service error. Both teams have struggled with service errors this evening. Northwestern attacking. Set goes to the middle. Horseman dug by Drake. Middle back. Gasing throws it outside. Altina. Altina with the swing, and it hits the antenna, grazed the antenna, and it's tied 1-1 as Altina misses on the line shot. So an attack error by Altina. Serving for Northwestern is Mackenzie Fink. Fink, serve, short, taken by Bausman, gets it over to Gasing, touches it over to Altina. Altina off high hands. Northwestern blocked at the net. Dort College attacking. And they called a double contact on Cromendyke, as they say she pinned it on the net on that overpass and then ended up punching it up. So a ball handling error on Cromendyke. Dort College attacking, down 2-1. Cromendyke through the block, saved by Northwestern, passed over the net. Bausma gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tries to push it over. Northwestern's there for the block. Now Altina attacking off the set, and a block put up by Cromendyke and Gasing, and we're tied 2-2. That was not aesthetically pleasing, but Dort College ends up with a point eventually on the block. It took a while to get there. Gasing, low hard serve, controlled by Northwestern. Set to Horstman. Horstman tips to the line and the kill. Horstman with the kill. A.J. Horstman with her fourth kill. And Northwestern leads 3-2. Winterfeld with serve. Winterfeld serve taken by Drake. Gasing touches it to Altina. Altina with the kill. Altina records the kill. So Emma Altina knocks another one through. Altina had 5 kills in set number 1. She has 6 for the match now. Serving is Altina. Jump serve taken by Winterfeld. Controlled by Northwestern. Set right side Horstman. Blocked at the net. Dug up and over and out of bounds by Winterfeld. Point defenders. So Dort College gets another point on a block. Serving for Dort College is Altina. And Altina with a jump serve. Controlled by Northwestern. Wacker sets to Keel. Keel off high hands. Keel with a kill. Anna Keel with her 5th kill unofficially. And the Dort College defenders take the serve. Comes back over to Moss. Redirects it. Dug up and over. Here comes Dort College. Gasing to Lindberg. Lindberg banks it over the block for the kill. Lindberg with the kill. Julia Lindberg records her 4th kill And the North College defender lead is 5-4. Serving is Jansen. Knuckleball taken by Winterfeld. Over to Wacker. Slide right side. Keel. Keel with the tap over the block. Kill. Anna Keel with the kill. She's got 6 unofficially. And serving for Northwestern. Northwestern trailing in the match 1-0 after Door College 1 sent 125-22. Hilger serve taken by Altena. Back over to Camp. Camp with a swing. Northwestern trying to keep it alive, and they run out of room. And Camp will get credit for the kill. Camp tapped it over, and it was a busted play, and Northwestern just kept inching over with their passes towards the official stand, and they ran out of room. Door College leads 6-5. Served down the line, taken by Winterfeld, controlled by Northwestern. Wacker, outside it goes. Hilger. Hilger blocked at the net. Saved by Winterfeld. Gets it over to Bausma. Bausma, Gasink, Gasink, Camp. Camp slide, unable to put it away. Here's Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Julia Lindbergh with the kill. She's got 5, and the defenders lead 7-5 in set number 2. Serving is Bausma. Bausma, taken by Winterfeld, the old high school teammates. Saved by Gasing, gets it over to Altena, bump set over to Lindbergh, has to pass it over the net, free ball, Northwestern, joust at the net, and one out by Camp. Camp with the kill. Leah Camp with the kill as she gets up quickly, and the defenders lead it 8-5. 8-5 our score, serving is Bausma. Bausma, knuckleball, taken by Horseman, gets it outside, down the line, unable to put it away was Fink, and Fink hit it outside the antenna for the kill. I should say out of play. So Fink with the attack error on the kill attempt. Took a little while for them to identify the line judge waving his flag that it went outside the antenna, but it did. And the North College defenders forced Northwestern to use another timeout. It's 9-5. Back with more in a moment. Nice size crowd on hand for tonight's contest. Still some room. Not packed in solid, but not many seats remaining. Dort College winning set 1, 25-22. The defenders leading in set 2, 9-5. Serving for the defenders is Erica Bausma after the timeout. That's the first timeout charged to Northwestern in this set. Northwestern, the Vandenbosches, Kyle and Tom, they'll use their timeouts up earlier rather than later. Seen enough to know that. Taken by Altena. Gets it over to Bausma. Back over to Altena from behind the spike line. Unable to put it away. Set goes outside. Tipped over the block. Saved by Bausma on the cover. Gasing back over to Camp. Camp with one arm with the ascended over. Northwestern one arm staff. Pushed over by Gasing. Northwestern attacking. Keel tips it. Gasing giving chase. And Gasing unable to stretch out and send it over. And Keel with another kill. That one coming on a tip. Well, with the blocks formulating, both teams have gone to several tip shots. 9-6, Dort College leading by 3. Serving is Anna Keel. Anna Keel with service. And Keel's serve taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh cross-court shot, and she hits it wide and out of bounds. So Lindbergh with an attack error. 9-7 our score. Keel with another kill. Keel, short serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tries to tap it over. Northwestern scrambling. Now a joust at the net. Dort College trying to recover. Camp blocked at the net. Point Northwestern. So a block by Northwestern for a point. It's 9-8. 9-8 our score. Northwestern back to within a point. Set number 2. Keel, jump serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Blocked at the net partially. Northwestern attacking. Comes back over to Keel. Over high hands. Dort College chasing. Altena gets it over to Jansen. Jansen skims the net with her pass. Northwestern has to scramble. Now it comes back to Horstman. Blocked at the net. And a point for the defenders. Dort College times out the back row attack on the swing by Horstman from behind the 10-foot line. And the defenders back in front by 2 at 10-8. Camp able to get up in the middle, and she was in on that block. Serve by Drake, controlled by Northwestern. Set outside and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Mackenzie Fink. Fink saw the block, and she ran out of room trying to cut it line. Fink with the attack error. Point defenders. Stuart College leads 11-8. 11-8, our score. Drake has serve. Drake, knuckleball taken by Horseman. Wacker sets. Fink. Fink unable to put it down. Altna bumps it up towards the net. Now a joust and one out by Northwestern. And Fink that time. 11-9, Northwestern leading by two. Serving is Wacker for the Red Raiders. Lacey Wacker with service. Taken by Bausma, gets it to Gasing, shoots it out to Altna. Altna over the kill. It's a pretty quick arm. Emma Altna records her seventh kill unofficially. And the North College defenders lead 12-9. Serving for the defenders is Connolly, the freshman. Her floater taken by Northwestern, overhand. Wacker goes middle, Horseman. Horseman with a swing, stab saved by Drake, kept it alive. Connolly now passed over the net by Bausman, saved by Northwestern. Wacker will throw it right side, Horseman blocked at the net, saved by Northwestern, free ball North College. Gasing, slide, Kromendyk with a kill. North College incorporating more slides to Allie Kromendyk this evening, more than we have seen in recent memory at least. North College leading by four, 13-9, serve taken by Horseman. Here comes Northwestern, set outside, Fink. Off high hands, pancake save attempt by Connolly, unable to keep it in play. Point Northwestern. 13-10, our score. Northwestern has service, trailing by three. Mackenzie Fink will line it up and send it over. Her short serve taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it outside Altna. Altna over the kill. Pretty hard to put a defense together for that. Emma Altna unofficially with eight kills. Served by Gasing. Here comes Northwestern. Horstman off the block, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide to Moss. Moss goes cross court with a tap. Controlled by Northwestern. Northwestern blocked at the net. Lauren Hilger into Moss and Kromendyk. Point defenders on the block. That is probably not where you want to attack from if you're Northwestern. You're going to have to go middle or right with Moss over there, as there was no room for Hilger on that attack. Timeout Northwestern. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. 15-10 our score. Timeout charge to Northwestern. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance, full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Northwestern attacking. Horseman unable to put it away as Drake gets the stab. Outside it goes Altna, blocked at the net. And a block put up by Northwestern, and the Red Raiders back to within four at 15-11 after setting up the block on Emma Altna. Carson Winterfeld has service. So Winterfeld now with serve. Her team down by four. Taken by Jansen. Overpass. And putting it away is Lauren Hilger with the kill. So Hilger on the overpass puts it down for Lauren Hilger. That is her second kill unofficially on the overpass. Serving again is Winterfeld. Winterfeld serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So a service error by Winterfeld. As I told you, an 81% serve success rate. Sooner or later, one out of every five, she's probably going to serve into the net or long. Emma Altna as well having her set of issues as she serves it long and out of bounds. You lollipop it over, you eat it coming back. So you try to serve with more difficulty, and that results in higher errors. Kromendyk with the swing and a kill for Keel coming back. Anna Keel records the kill on the hit over the top of the block that finds the back line. A.J. Horseman with service. Taken by Jansen. Moss keeps it alive. Passed over the net by Lindbergh. Saved by Horseman. Here comes Northwestern. Wacker Right side Keel off high hand, saved by Altna. Comes back out to Lindbergh, and Lindbergh unable to backhand it over. She ran out of room on that angle. So Lindbergh with the attack error, or Gasing with a ball handling error, the bad set. That would be a bad set in all likelihood. Either way you scored, it's a point for Northwestern, and it's 16-15, and the defenders call the timeout. A.J. Horseman with service. Here's Kromendyke. Kromendyke with a kill. Kromendyke with the quick attack off the one-handed set by Gasing to keep it in play. And Kromendyke puts it away. It's 17-15. 17-15. Serving is Jansen. Her serve catches the tape, rolls over. Wacker got it. Set goes outside off high hands, and a kill for Northwestern's Hilger. 17-16, Northwestern trailing by a point. And Northwestern has service. Serve is off of the back line and out of bounds by Hilger, point defenders. So a service error by Hilger. It's 18-16. Serving Erica Bausma for the defenders. Erica Bausma serve controlled by Northwestern. Set goes to the middle, Keel over the block. Saved by the defenders, passed over the net. Northwestern attacking. Set outside, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Altna. Down ball by Lindbergh, saved by Northwestern. Set comes right side, Keel. Keel with a, throws it over. Dort College attacking Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. Northwestern back the other way. Winterfeld throws it over, taken by Dort College. Slide, Camp. Camp with a swing. Northwestern will pass it over. This is Keel, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it outside to Lindbergh, roll shot, saved by Northwestern. That's Hilger. Now passed over the net, and they say that the ball touched the ground on Dort College's side, point Northwestern. Well, the officials, Terry Munson and Todd Karolchik, letting the players have some latitude with those contacts. There's a swing and a kill by Lindbergh. Dort College with the kill. Julia Lindbergh puts it away. Lots of latitude on that last volley, both sides of the net. They were not going to blow their whistle for an illegal contact. That was pretty evident. Aubrey Drake with service. Drake serve wide and out of bounds, point Northwestern. You nibble on the edges, and every once in a while you miss it. And that time, Drake did. She tried to go sideline and serves it wide and out of bounds. Point, Northwestern. Serve, sideline, and Northwestern returns the favor as Lacey Wacker serves it wide and out of bounds. So a service error by Wacker. It's 2018, Dort College by two. Serving for the defenders is Connolly. Low hard serve taken by Northwestern. They'll set outside. Blocked at the net. And it's in. Point defenders Gasing and Kromendyke for the block. And the point. So a block for the defenders. They lead at 21-18. 21-18 our score. I think I misidentified a player for as Hilger. That was actually Fink. Off high hand saved by Connolly. Gets it over to Gasing. Tries to dump it. She does. Gasing with the kill. Jamie Gasing records her first kill, and the defender lead is 22-18. 22-18, our score. Connolly serve, floater, taken by Horseman. Northwestern attacking, set outside Horseman. Bangs it over the block, saved by Dort College. Comes outside Altna. Altna over the kill. Emma Altna salts it away. Her ninth, and the defenders lead 23-18. 23-18, our score. Connolly has service. Connolly serves, taken by Horseman, controlled by Northwestern, pushed over the net by Horseman, saved by Drake, second contact. Here comes Dort College, Altna, roll shot, saved by Northwestern, set right side Horseman, through the block, and a kill. Horseman with the kill, it's 23-19, Dort College by four. Serving for Northwestern is Mackenzie Fink. Fink with service, and her floater taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Kromendyke. Kromendyke with a kill. Kromendyke with the kill. Four kills for her, and the defender lead is 24-19. serving Jamie Gasink, trying to give Dort College a 2-0 lead. Low hard serve, controlled by Northwestern. Set right side. Horstman unable to put it away. Free chance, Dort College. Gasink, Altna blocked at the net. Point Northwestern. You knew where it was going. Everybody in the gym knew where it was going, and Altna gets blocked that time. And the only way that ends up as a point is how it did. It ends up glancing off of her numbers and down to the floor after she got blocked. Winterfeld with service. Taken by Jansen. Overpass. And putting it away is Lauren Hilger. 24-21. Deja vu. Winterfeld setting that up with a hard serve that Hilger puts away on the overpass. Another serve for Winterfeld, the freshman. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Slide to Moss. Moss tips back corner. And I thought it was on the line. Our line judge did not agree. And the hit is just long by Moss, so an attack error. Andor College calls a timeout. Same situation they did in set number one. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR.
I chose Dort.
Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Thieben England Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodemore is an agent. 712-737-6000. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Winterfeld with serve. Saved by Jansen. Gasink bumps it up towards the net, and Altna has to go after it outside the antenna. And in all reality, that is an ace for Winterfeld. I don't know if that's how it'll get scored, but in effect, that's what it was. And now Winterfeld trying to serve to tie it at 24-all. Winterfeld, serve, catches the tape. Gasink has to get it. Bumped up towards Altna, blocked at the net, tied up 24-all. They ran out of options. Drake bumped it up. Drake bumped it up towards Altna. And now Winterfeld trying to give Northwestern a lead here in set number two. Winterfeld with the serve, taken by Drake. Gasink has to get it, dives for it, lays out. Jansen sends it over, free ball Northwestern. Now an overpass and a point for Northwestern as they say Dort College broke the plane. And for Northwestern, it has been 6 points in a row. An attack error on the defenders, and now Northwestern serving to steal set number two. Carson Winterfeld with service. Serve taken by Drake. Altena runs out of room. Over by the bleachers, and Jansen sends it over. Now pushed to the back line. Drake, Gasink, Kromendyke, kill! 25-all. Kromendyke with the kill, her fifth. 25-25, our score, we're tied. Just our sixth tie of set number two. Serving for the defenders will be Emma Altena. Altena, serve controlled by Winterfeld. Here comes Northwestern. Set Horstman, saved by Altena. Gets it over to Gasink, shoots it outside to Lindbergh. Blocked at the net, saved by Altena. Gasink back over to Kromendyke. Kromendyke with a kill. Allie Kromendyke with the kill, and the DeWitt erupts. 26-25, the defenders by a point. Now Northwestern, serve receiving from Altena. Altena, jump serve, taken by Northwestern. They'll attack Keel. Keel with a kill. Keel with the kill. 9 kills for Anna Keel. And serving is A.J. Horstman, trying to give Northwestern a one-point lead. Taken by Dort College and Altna. Over to Gasink. Outside Lindbergh. Off high hand. Saved by Northwestern. Controlled. Keel. Blocked at the net. Pushed up and over. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink. Comes back over to Kromendyke. Kill! Allie Kromendyke has recorded the last 3 points for Dort College with kills. And the Dort College defenders serving up 27-26. Floater by Jansen, controlled by Northwestern. Keel with the swing. Saved by Altena. Now an overpass. And the kill for Lauren Hilger. Hilger records the kill to tie it 27-all. Had thought we might see a net violation there. There was not. Hilger's serve. Tegemai Altena gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Back and forth they go, trading body blows. The North College defenders looking for the knockout here. 28-27, North College trying to take a 2-0 lead. Erica Bausma serving. Erica Bausma serve, taken by Horstman. Here comes Northwestern. Back set Keel. Keel off high hands. Here's the chance. Gasing, Camp. Camp off the block, saved by Northwestern. Set goes outside, unable to put it away. Gasing with the set outside. Lindbergh bangs it off the block. Northwestern will attack. They'll go to Keel. Keel with a tap. Saved by Gasing. Now a joust at the net. Saved by Camp and unable to keep it in play. Point Northwestern. Another tie. This is tie number 9 of set number 2. Serving for Northwestern is Keel with it tied up 28-all. North College won set 1, 25-22. Short serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide Camp. Camp with a tap. Kill! Leah Camp with a kill. 29-28. We continue to go back and forth. Serving is Abby Skemper for the defenders. Skemper with service, the senior. Lines it up, sends it over, taken by Horstman. Here comes Northwestern. Set goes outside, nearly off the antenna. Now a joust at the net, pushed over by Gasing. Saved by Northwestern. Keel with a tap over, controlled by North College. Wacker went right at Gasing. Camp sets outside. Altena. Altena with a swing. Dug by Horstman. Here comes Northwestern. Around the block. Saved by North College. Bausma back over to Altena. Altena with the kill! 30-28. Dort College with a 2-point advantage at the end of this one. 30-28. The defenders take a 2-0 lead in this back best of five match. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. We'll be back with set number 3 in a moment. Set number 2 goes the Dort College defenders way after they coughed up a 24-19 lead. Northwestern actually took the lead with 6 straight points to go up 25-24. An Allie Cromendike kill, actually back-to-back Cromendike kills, gave North College a lead they would never relinquish. There were ties along the way, but eventually North College secures the victory 30-28. North College was led, or has been led so far, by Emma Altena with 10 kills. 7 kills for Allie Cromendike, 6 each for Julia Lindbergh and Leah Camp. For Northwestern, they are led by A.J. Horstman and Anna Keel with 7 kills each. Lauren Hilger has 5. Mackenzie Fink has 3. 18 assists for Lacey Wacker. North College's Jamie Gasing has 26 assists. 37 digs for the defenders, 32 for Northwestern. 3 service aces for Northwestern, 2 service aces for the defenders. 7 total blocks for North College, 5 total blocks for Northwestern. Thus far. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support North College and Defender Athletics by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, that settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. And by Farmers Mutual, the Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is online at highwaychevrolet.com. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Abby Skemper will be serving. North College, it seems, one of those service spots still up in the air here in mid-October. Skemper with service, and Skemper's serve catches the tape and falls back, and the North College defenders trail 1-0. So Northwestern gets the point on the Skemper service error. Aubrey Drake checks back into the match. Serving for Northwestern is Mackenzie Fink. Taken by Bausma. Outside it comes Altena. Altena blocked at the net. by Horstman. Horstman with the block and the point. It's 2-0 Northwestern. Dort College leads in the match 2-0. Serving is Fink. Short serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Alton. Alton over the swing. Dug by Keel. Northwestern. Horstman cross court. Now a joust at the net. No, Northwestern will control it. Set right side, Horstman. Off the block, saved by Gasing. Kept alive by Bausma. Comes back over to Alton. Off high hands, Northwestern scrambling. They get to it. Off high hands, saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tries to tap it to the corner. Saved by Keel. Overhand. Comes back to Horstman. Saved by Gasing. Gasing pushed it over. And now pushed right back by Wacker. Wacker with a kill. Well, Northwestern has adjusted their defense here in set number three. Those shots by Altena that were getting in. There was Keel for a couple of digs. Slide goes over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp records the kill. And for Leah Camp, that is her seventh unofficially. And the North College defenders, Sarah Connolly, has service. Connolly with service, controlled by Northwestern. Set outside, Horstman, off high hand, saved by Connolly. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing throws it over. Northwestern scrambling. And a kill for the defenders. North College trailing 3-2. 3-2, our score. Connolly with serve. Connolly down the line, controlled by Keel. Set goes outside. And a kill for Northwestern and Mackenzie Fink. Fink makes it 4-2. Northwestern in front by two. Serving for Northwestern is Winterfeld. Northwestern serve taken by Jansen. Bump set outside to Alton. Alton over the top of the block, and we have a net violation, a blocking error on Northwestern. Point defenders and a kill for Alton. Emma Alton with her fifth kill. And the North College defenders trail 4-3. Taken by Winterfeld. Wacker to Keel. Saved by Gasing. Passed by North College over the net, and we're going to have four contacts on the defenders. Drake didn't realize that two players had already contacted it when she went up for that pass. North College trailing 5-3 in set number three, that is. Passed over the net by Moss, saved by Horstman, controlled by Northwestern. Key over the tap, saved by North College. Gasing outside, it goes Altena. Altena around the block, hits it wide, not out of bounds. Point Northwestern. Alton over the attack error. 6-3, Northwestern leading by three, set number three. And the jump serve taken by Altena. Slide right side, Horstman, Moss, unable to put it away. Now slide by Keel. Keel with a kill. Anna Keel with a kill. She's got 10, and Dort College might use a timeout here. Timeout, Dort College, trailing 7-3. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR.
I chose to come to Dort College for three reasons. One, the astounding education program. Two, the many opportunities they had in the music department. And three, the close-knit community of Christians striving to better each other. I enjoy studying music education at Dort because I have an opportunity to be involved in so many different ensembles, to learn alongside my peers, as well as to interact with those who maybe don't study music but have just as much love and interest in it as I do. My name is Daniel Seaman. I'm a choral instrumental music education major at Dort College.
Visit dort.edu to learn more.
Well, for the first time tonight, Dort College is forced to call a timeout before Northwestern does. Previous two sets, Dort College had jumped out and taken leads. Northwestern with a 7-3 advantage here in set number three. Serving for Northwestern is A.J. Horstman. Horstman serve taken by Alton. Be good for Dort College to get a point or two here in a row. Emma Alton over the top of the block, and Alton with her 11th kill. 7-4, Dort College down three. Serving again will be Alton. Emma Alton serving. And Altna jump serve into the net. Point Northwestern. It has not been there for Altna serving tonight. More than her typical service errors this evening. I believe she has three now. Take it by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Back set Moss. Moss with a power tip. And it's dug up and over and out of bounds by Northwestern. Point defenders. Moss will get credit for the kill. Kyle Vandenbosch now over talking to Terry Munson. 8-5 our score. York College leading by three. Short serve controlled by Northwestern. Pushed over the net. Saved by Gasing. Gets it to Camp. Camp outside. Oh, Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Point Northwestern. 9-5 Northwestern leading by four. Set number three. Anna Keel has service for Northwestern, the sophomore. Jump serve taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. So Camp records the kill. She's got eight. And the defenders trail by three. 6-9. 6-9 our score. York College, Jansen keeps it alive, but sends it up and over and outside the antenna. Point Northwestern, it's 10-6. 10-6 Northwestern leading by four, set number three. Lacey Wacker has service. Taken by York College and Gasing. Gasing with a kill. And the York College defenders trying to just hang around, kind of like Northwestern did, and sets one and two, and then give yourselves a shot at the end. Abby Skemper with service. Neither team able to string a bunch of points together through that first rotation. Horstman with a kill. Horstman out of the middle. Banks it off of a block for a kill. A.J. Horstman, I believe, now has eight unofficially. Serving, Mackenzie Fink. Taken by Jansen. Drake has to bump it up for Altena. Change up. Roll shot saved by Northwestern. Now Hilger. Hilger off high hands and a kill for Hilger. Lauren Hilger with the kill. She's got four. It's 12-7. 12-7 our score. Hilger served, taken by Jansen. Bump set by Gasing over to Altena. Round the block. Up and over and out of bounds. Dug by Northwestern. Point North College off the Altena kill. Emma Altena with the kill. Got her with 12 unofficially. Defenders trail by four. 12-8. Serve controlled by Northwestern. Wacker sends it over to Horstman. Hatchet saved by Dort College and Bausman. Now passed up and over by Wacker, and she sends it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders on the passing error, and Connolly will serve with Dort College down by three. 12-9 our score, set number three, York College, one set one, 25-22, one set two, 30-28. Hilger with a kill from the left side, finds the back line, 13-9. Hilger makes it 13-9, Jansen is back in, Camp is out. Connolly also checks out. Carson Winterfeld serving. Winterfeld with service, and Winterfeld sends it long off of the back line and out of bounds. So a Winterfeld service error. And Jamie Gasing now serving. Gasing floater to the back line. Northwestern scrambling, a collision. Keel with a power tip, saved by Moss. Kept alive by Altna. Back over to Moss. Moss with a tip, controlled by Northwestern. Set right side Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman records another kill. A.J. Horstman unofficially with nine. And the defenders lead it 14-10. Taken by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Altena. Altena off high hands. Saved by Fink. And unable to control it, though. The pass to Hilger. And Hilger's unable to do anything with it. And the defenders back to within three at 14-11. Emma Altena with service. Need one to get in play here. Set number three of this best of five match. Altona takes something off of that one. Dug by Winter, passed by Winterfeld. Set right side. Alto Keel. Keel hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Keel with the attack error. Her first attack error this evening, for that matter. And the defenders trail 14-12. Serving again is Emma Altona. Altona serve controlled by Horstman. Wacker sends it over to Hilger. Hilger banks it off the block for the kill. It's 15-12. 15-12. Hilger records the kill, her sixth. And the defender set for serve receive and an ace serve for Northwestern. Jansen unable to handle that high arcing serve by Hilger. Hilger, her first ace. And it's 15-12. Hilger, another serve, taken this time by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Alton. Alton, a high hands kill. Emma Altona with the kill, unofficially with 13. Northwestern, led by Hilger and Horstman. Horstman has 9, Hilger has 8. Over the block, saved by Altona, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Camp. Camp with a quick attack. Northwestern will send it over. Just over the net, taken by Moss, gets it over to Gaysink. Outside it comes Lindbergh, blocked at the net, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink, bump set. Here's Altona. Altona with a swing and hits it just long and out of bounds. 17-13. Altona attacking from the back line and just misses the back line. Altona with an attack error. Keel serve is on the back line and an ace for Keel. Anna Keel with the ace. Can't let one turn into two. The Dort College defenders did just that there. An attack error and then let their guard down and Keel with an ace serve. That one drops in on the back line by about a foot or so. And Northwestern's leads at 18-13. The defenders use another timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Moments ago, Dort College had it down to 13. Even prior to that, they had it down to 14-12. Northwestern stretching it out to a 5-point lead at 18-13, and the defenders are out of timeouts here in set number three. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Service error by Keel. Point Dort College, and the defenders trail by four. Need a couple of points here to get back in it. Serving is Bausma. Low hard serve taken by Keel. They shoot it outside. Saved by Jansen. Joust at the net. Saved by Camp. Gaysink back over to Camp. Camp with a tap of the kill. Leah Camp with another kill. Took something off of that one. Gaysink sets it to her and gives her a chance to at least send it over. Bausma serve taken by Horstman. Controlled by Northwestern. Raiders attacking and into the net. The attack by Mackenzie Fink, point defenders. Fink with an attack error, and now Northwestern will call the timeout. They've got one remaining. Defenders trail 18-16, back with more in a moment. 18-16, Northwestern with a 2-point lead. Dort College has chiseled three off of what was a 5-point advantage at 18-13. Serving for the defenders is Bausma. Bausma served, taken again by Horstman. Quick attack, Blankenspor, first attack tonight by Blankenspor, I think. Blocked at the net, Lindbergh's attack. Altona sends it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, cross-court kill! Altona with the assist. Lindbergh puts it away, and the defenders back to within one. Northwestern out of that timeout went to Josie Blankenspor on the middle attack. Served down the line, taken by Horstman, sends it too close to the net, and Gaysink tries to put it away, and Gaysink hits the tape. So Gaysink with an attack error. Serving Northwestern and Wacker. Taken by Bausman, gets it to Gaysink. Slide Camp. Camp off high hand, saved by Keel. Wacker sets right side. Horstman. Horstman with a swing, and Horstman with a tip in the kill. Dort College is out of timeouts. They trail 20-17. Horstman records her 10th kill. It's 20-17. And the Dort College defenders trailing by three. Set number three. Northwestern's Lacey Wacker with serve. Catches the tape and rolls over. An ace for Wacker. Wacker with the ace. Her second. And Northwestern's lead bulges back to four. 21-17. Serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gesink. Overpass. And it's 21-18 as Camp puts another one away. Leah Camp unofficially with 10, and the defenders trail by 3. Still some time, but the margin for error, very slim. Horstman with the attack out of the middle. Horstman with a kill. And Horstman now playing with the wind at her back, it seems. She's got 11 kills. Had a rough start, but has since gotten things rolling. Northwestern leading 22-18. Gesink with the bump set over to Altena. Altena with a kill. Emma Altena, another kill. And for Emma, I believe she has 15 now. 14 or 15. Her numbers continue to climb, and everybody knows where the ball is going, but unable to stop it. Connolly floater. Taken by Winterfeld. Northwestern busted play. They bump it up over to Horstman, and Horstman hits it long, but a Dort College player touched it. So Horstman, the recipient, as Dort College tried to dig it, ball would have gone out of bounds. Instead, it's Winterfeld serving. Winterfeld serve, taken by Drake, gets it over to Gesink, and now a double contact called on Jamie Gesink. And now Northwestern trying to take a trying to make it 2-1, trying to stave off the sweep, and they're in position here to do so. Winterfeld serving. Winterfeld serve, an ace. So Winterfeld closes it with an ace. We head to set number four. Our score, Northwestern 25, Dort College 19. Set number four on the way. We'll be back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. The numbers through three sets. Northwestern 36 kills, 17 errors, 111 total swings, 171 kill efficiency. Dort College 41-18 and 108, a 213 kill efficiency. And set number three, Northwestern, a 321 kill efficiency. Dort College 214. The defenders are led by Emma Altna's 14 kills, 9 kills for Leah Camp, 7 each for Allie Kromendyke and Julia Lindberg. Lauren Hilger with 9 kills for Northwestern, 12 for A.J. Horstman, and Akil with 8. 27 assists for Lacey Wacker for Northwestern. Jamie Gesink has 34. Summer Jansen, a team-high 11 digs. A.J. Horstman with 10 for Northwestern. Block points, Dort College 8. Northwestern 7. Service aces, Northwestern 7. Dort College 2. Back with set 4 right after this. Dort College 2, Northwestern 1 in this best of 5 match. Dort College 1 sets 1 and 2, 25-22 and 30-28. Northwestern 1 set 3, 25-19. Lisa Wacker will serve to start set number 4 for Northwestern. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank, with the locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Also in Jasper, Minnesota, People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. Serve taken by Bausma, gets it to Gesink, comes over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with a kill. 1-0 our score. Camp records her first kill of set number two, I beg your pardon, four. She's got 10 for the night officially. Through the block, taken by Connolly. Bausma with a bump set over to Altena. Altena through the block, saved by Keel. Northwestern attacking, around the block, saved by Connolly. Gets it over to Gasing. Bump set, Altena. Altena off high hands kill. Emma Altena with yet another kill. She's got 15 through 3-plus sets. 2-0 our score. Serving is Connelly, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside, roll shot, saved by Bausma, kept it alive, Altena. Down ball by Gasing, controlled by Northwestern. Whacker tries to dump it, taken by Bausma, back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill. Allie Kromendijk with the kill. She's got 8. Defenders lead 3-0. 3-0 our score. Serve short. Nearly an ace. Whacker keeps it alive. Down ball by Horstman. Saved by Bausma. Now a joust at the net. And Blankenspor with the kill. Blankenspor out of the middle. It's her first kill tonight. It's been mostly Hilger, Horstman, and Kiel this evening. Altena off the second contact, unable to put it away. Gasink will set it quick over to Altena that time with a roll shot saved by Northwestern. Whacker outside it goes, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink, comes outside. Altena, Altena with the swing. No touch at the net. Point, Northwestern. An attack error by Altena. Serving for Northwestern is Mackenzie Fink. Fink's serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So a service error by Fink. Fink this evening limited to 3 kills thus far. Gasink, low hard serve, controlled by Northwestern. Set goes outside, blocked at the net. Moss puts the block up on Lauren Hilger. Point defenders. Haley Moss with the block. Defenders lead 5-2. Set number 4. Dort College leads the match. Two sets to 1. Altena on the overpass puts it away. Emma Altena with her 16th kill. Dort College leading 6-2. 6-2 our score. Gasink goes after Winterfeld. Saved by Whacker. Comes back over to Horstman. Saved by Gasink. Kept alive by Drake. Passed over the net by Jansen. Saved by Horstman. Northwestern back to Horstman. Dug by Drake. Gasink outside. Altena. Altena over the swing. Saved by Hilger. Pushed over the net. Dort College. They set outside. Altena blocked at the net. Dort College will reload. This will be passed over the net by Altena. Free ball Northwestern. Whacker sets. Horstman. Horstman with a lift. The lift called on Horstman, 7-2. It's been a pretty cleanly played match thus far. And now Kyle Bandenbosch letting Terry Munson know he doesn't agree. Northwestern's captain, Lauren Hilger, goes over and visits with Todd Karolchek and doesn't get the answer she was looking for. Hilger with the attack. It's blocked. Horstman now tries to knock it over, and the defenders lead 8-2. 8-2 our score. Horstman with an attack error. Point defenders. It's 8-2. Back with more in a moment. Dort College leading by 6. Had a big lift call moments ago. And then A.J. Horstman hits one into the net. And for Northwestern, they're at a very pivotal point here early in set number 4. See if they're able to keep their composure, if Dort College is able to take advantage after a couple of attack errors. Serving is Gasink. Goes at Winterfeld. Bump set Whacker. Off high hands. Dort College loads up. They set outside Altena. Altena with a swing and the kill off Winterfeld. Point defenders. 6 in a row for the defenders. 9-2 our score. Ball comes bouncing out of the stands. Altena over their 17th kill. Gasink, low hard serve, taken by Kiel that time. Set right side, Horstman. Horstman with a kill, 9-3. Horstman records the kill. And for A.J. Horstman, that's her 12th unofficially. 9-3, serving is Winterfeld, and Winterfeld serves into the net. Lots of service errors tonight for both teams. Northwestern has made better use of them, though. They've gotten both teams entering set four had 9 service errors. Northwestern, though, had 7 service aces. Alton a serve, taken by Winterfeld. Set right side, Horstman. Horstman hits it long, and we had a touch. So Horstman records the kill. She's got 13, and the defender lead is 10-4. Back line judge saw the touch, made the call. Horstman serve, taken by Jansen. Alton bumps it up over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, down ball, saved by Northwestern. Set goes outside, saved by Jansen. Gasink to Alton. Alton over the swing, up and over, and Gasink has to go forward as it's back on the line. Comes over to Lindbergh, tapped over. Now joust, and it's kept alive by Horstman. Passed over the net by Keel, saved by Moss. Gets it over to Gasink, back over to Kromendijk. To the sideline, hits it wide and out of bounds. 10-5. Busted play, and that time Northwestern's able to take advantage and get the point. It's 10-5. Serving is Horstman. Taken by Altna, gets it over to Gasink. Comes back over to Moss, blocked at the net. Dort College loads up again, and Lindbergh gets blocked. And four contacts, so a block point for Northwestern. And Northwestern has now scored 4 out of the last 5. Serving is Horstman. A.J. Horstman serves it off of the back line and out of bounds, point defenders. So Horstman with a service error. It's 11-6. 11-6 our score. Serving is Jansen. Taken by Northwestern. Set right side, Keel. Keel off of the block, kill. Anna Keel with her 12th. Serving for Northwestern is Lauren Hilger. It's 11-7. 11-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Live on the World Wide Web, KDCR 88.5. Serve taken by Lindbergh. Comes back over to Camp, unable to put it away. Dort College reloads. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh hits the antenna. Point Northwestern. Eleven to eight, our score on the attack error. And now Northwestern with a little momentum on their side. Comes back over to Moss, and you knew that was coming. Moss gets called for a carry. The difference will be Dort College's captain doesn't go trotting over as the carry was called. We'll leave it at that. 11-9, our score. Dort College leading by 2. Timeout defenders. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. 11-9, Dort College with a 2-point lead. Both teams have had significant strings of points put together here in set number 4. Dort College with a 6-point run earlier. Northwestern a pair of 3-point runs. They have outscored Dort College 6-1 over the final 7, or the last 7 points. Taken by Lindbergh, Gasink, Camp with a swing, dug by Horstman, kept it alive, Wacker. Back over to Keel, tips it over the block, saved by Dort College, and Camp with a kill. That time Gasink had to make the first contact. She got it up to Camp for the kill, or for the swing, and Camp with a kill out of the middle. She's got 11. Serving is Bausma. Floater taken by Winterfeld. Controlled by Northwestern. Keel with a tip and a kill. And a Keel with another kill. She's got 13. It's 12-10. And a Keel has service. So Keel the floater taken by Altna. Gasink tries to tap it over. She does. Northwestern attacking and down the line and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Madeline McKenzie Fink. Fink hits it wide and out of bounds, point defenders. So an attack error by Fink. And the Dort College defenders lead at 13-10. Serving is Abby Scamper. Scamper, floater, taken by Northwestern. Pushed over the net, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesing, back over to Camp. Camp with the swing. Keel keeps it alive, passed over the net, but out of bounds. Point defenders. Camp records the kill. Northwestern wants a timeout. They use their second timeout. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Coach Kyle VandenBosch saw something he wanted to correct and correct right now. Awfully early to burn your last timeout at 14-10. He elects to call the timeout rather than try to see if his team can break the service. Serving is Scamper. Abby's serve is in the net. Point Northwestern. So Scamper will now check out. Drake will check in. So a service error by Scamper. And Wacker will serve. That means three attackers in the front for Northwestern. Wacker, the freshman setter, serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesing. Back over to Altena. Blocked at the net, but out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. Point defenders. Altena records another kill. She's got 18 by my count. Defenders lead by four. Serving is Connolly. Connolly served, taken by Northwestern. Set goes middle, Horseman. Dug up and over by Connolly. Northwestern will reload. Keel to Wacker. Wacker outside. Dug by Drake. Kept alive by Bausma. Passed over the net by Cromendyke to the sideline. And just wide and out of bounds. 15-12 our score. So Cromendyke passes it over the net, but misses the sideline. Served to the sideline, taken by Bausma. Up and over, though. Here's Blankaspor, and Blankaspor hits it into the net. Blankaspor with a chance on the overpass to put it away. Instead, she gets called for an attack error. Hits 16-12 defenders. Giesing, low hard serve, taken by Blankaspor. Wacker, back right side, Horseman, cross court, dug by Giesing. Cromendyke back over to Altena. Altena down the line. Kill! Emma Altena with the kill. 19 now for Altena. Three attackers for Dort College in the front. Giesing serve taken by Northwestern. Comes back over to Horseman. Horseman into the net. Point defenders. Horseman with the attack error. Defenders lead 18-12, and now it's Northwestern's turn to wipe some perspiration up off of the floor. Northwestern out of timeouts, so you do the next best thing. Call for the towel to wipe up some moisture. Stops play for the moment. We resume play. Set goes to Horseman, unable to put it down. Pushed over the net by Cromendyke. Here comes Northwestern. Set right side, Horseman. And Horseman with a kill. Horseman records the kill. For AJ, that's her 14th. This is probably the best match I've seen her play in her 2 years at Northwestern. Winterfeld with service, and if anybody could bring her team back single-handedly, it'd be Winterfeld. Altena slams it off the block. Emma Altena with 20 kills by my count. Defenders lead 19-13. They get out of that service rotation with Winterfeld getting just one swing or one serve attempt. That in itself is a minor victory. Altena serve is just long, and Emma has struggled with her serving tonight. Just a little bit too keyed up. And now Northwestern down five. A.J. Horseman with service. Her serve taken by Altena. Giesink has to track after it. And they rule that that ball was out of bounds. An ace serve for Horseman. An ace for Horseman. Very nearly another ace. This one's up and over. A free ball, Northwestern. Wacker, keel, keel, kill. Here they come. Anna Keel with a kill. She's got 14 unofficially. And Dort College will use the towel trick as well for a minor for a break in the action. Not the first rodeo for either one of these coaches and the players, as they use every trick they can, and Dort College will now exhaust a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Defenders leading 19-16, A.J. Horseman serving when we resume play after this. 19-16, Horseman serve taken by the defenders over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. It's been a few different occasions where Dort College has used a timeout, and they've come out of it and gone to Cromendyke with a quick attack in the middle. 2016 serving for the defenders is Jansen. Jansen's serve is in the net. Point Northwestern. And Lauren Hilger now with service. Hilger tonight unofficially with an ace. Short serve taken by Altna. Gets it to Gazing. Back over to Camp. Camp with a swing. Controlled by Northwestern. Up and over. It's free ball Dort College. Camp, Gazing, Gazing, Lindbergh. Lindbergh kill. So Lindbergh records the kill. And from my vantage point, that was a clean play by Winterfeld. It stayed inside the antenna. I had a pretty good view at it. And she came charging at me, and it was everybody protecting laptops. Keel with a kill. Point Northwestern, 21-18. Anna Keel now with service. Unofficially, I have her with 14. So Keel trying to get her team close. Set number four. Defenders leading two sets to one. Bausma, Gasink. Gasink with a tap. Did anyone touch it? No, they did not. 21-19. An attack error by Gasink. The idea was right. The execution missed. And now Northwestern down two. Both teams out of timeouts. Dort College wins the set. They win the match. Northwestern wins the set. We go to set five. Keel, serve, short, taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasink, slide over to Camp, Camp with a kill. 22-19 as Dort College inches closer to the needed 25. It's been hard work tonight for the defenders. Serving is Abby Skemper. Skemper, serve, controlled by Northwestern, set comes outside off high hands and a kill for Mackenzie Fink. Fink unofficially with five. 22-20, Northwestern just trying to scrap and stay close. Lacey Wacker serving. Wacker, the jump serve, the floater, taken short. They got it over to Altena. Altena with a kill, 23-20. Emma Altena with 21 kills. Connolly with service. Defenders lead by three. Our score. And Anna Keel wiping some moisture off of the floor. 23-20, Dort College by three. Serving is Connolly. Floater backline taken by Northwestern. Set Horseman. And Horseman gets the power tip. A.J. Horseman gets the power tip to go. That got called a lift not that long ago, but that time it's clean. Taken by Dort College. Gasing blocked at the net, and Northwestern gets the point. It's 23-22. Serving is Mackenzie Fink. Fink with service. Fink serve, floater taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it outside to Altena. Bangs it off of the block. Point, Dort College, and now the defenders serving for the set and the match. Winterfeld is in. Fink is out. Serving for Dort College, Jamie Gasing. So Gasing will serve with her team leading 24-22. Horseman roll shot saved by Moss. Here's their chance. Comes over to Cromendyke. Blocked at the net. Dort College reloads. Comes back over to Altena. Altena with a swing. Saved by Northwestern. Northwestern roll shot off the block. Saved by Dort College. Another chance for the defenders. Altena with the swing. Dug by Winterfeld. Controlled by Northwestern. Keel with the swing. Dug by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Outside Altena. Altena kill! 25-22. Down goes number three, Northwestern. 25-22, the Dort College defenders end the 20-match winning streak, and the Dort College Defenders avenge a 3-1 loss from earlier this season, and the Defenders throw the Great Plains Athletic Conference race up for grabs again as they take Northwestern from the ranks of the unbeaten in the conference. Northwestern goes to 8-1 in GPAC play. Dort College improves to 8-1. Dort College wins. Set scores 25-22, 30-28, 19-25, and 25-22. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the recap of today's contest. That includes the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium, where the Dort College Defenders victorious over Northwestern by set scores of 25-22, 30-28, 19-25, and 25-22. Well, you never know who's going to draw the short straw and have to come out and break the ice for Coach Chad Hansen on the post-game interviews. Today, it is freshman. And, Erica, I'm going to be honest. I keep going through the Rolodex. Two sisters that have been to Dort College already. Sorry if I call you Kenzie once in a while or Jocelyn. But Erica Bausma comes over. And, Erica, I would imagine a pretty happy locker room this evening. Great win for your team over Northwestern. How's it feel after Northwestern got you in Orange City 3-1? How's it feel to bounce back and get the victory here this evening?
Yeah, it feels really good to get a victory in our home, on our home court. And after they got us in four, we wanted to get them back. And since we got them back in four, now it's pretty even, and we're just going up from here. So,
what is it like? You're standing back there. You're one of the back row specialists. Your job is serve, receive, and to obviously dig up as many digs as you can, read defense. What's it like knowing that serve is probably coming to you? What's that feel like as a back row specialist?
Yeah, it's hard not to let it get in your head, but you just got to have confidence that we work on this every day in practice and that I'm able to do that in the back row, and I was put there for a purpose. So I just have to have confidence in myself, and I'm going to help Jamie out as best I can and get her the best pass I can.
What's it, you're facing a former teammate, Carson Winterfeld. I would imagine you maybe had some practice previous years receiving those passes in the Western gymnasium during practices. That help you on a night like tonight?
Carson has got a great serve, and she comes up there and swings as hard as she can, and it's tough to receive, and definitely in the years past, serve receiving against her really helped me out tonight. So,
what's the biggest adjustment coming from high school to college? Obviously, you played at a program that had a lot of success, but what's the adjustment for a freshman coming in trying to make the jump from high school to college?
I would say mostly that high school is just a lot slower pace. College is like a whole quicker new level. It's hard to get used to, but it's fun and it's intense.
How do you feel like you're making the adjustment? How does it feel?
I think my teammates have really helped me out, getting used to this speed and just practicing at a high intense level at practice is really good for me.
What are you studying, freshman? What are you studying?
I'm actually undecided right now. I am thinking about going for rad tech. So,
how old were you when Jocelyn was playing here?
Oh, man.
Junior high?
Yeah, probably.
You came to a lot of matches, I would assume.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been playing volleyball?
Since I was third grader.
Okay.
And started competing at fifth grade.
Always a back row specialist, DS. What have you done?
I was a setter when I was younger, and then in high school I started playing back row.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by, and I look forward to doing this a few more times.
Yep, thank you.
That's Erica Bausma talking about tonight's match, and Coach Chad Hansen tied up with Barry Poe from the Sioux City Journal. Let's take a look at the statistics. Northwestern, 46 kills, 23 errors, 148 total attacks, 155 kill efficiency. Dort College, 57, 24, and 149, a 221 kill efficiency. 54 assists for the defenders, 38 for Northwestern. 10 block points for Dort College, 9 for Northwestern. Service aces, Northwestern 8, Dort College 2. Service errors even at 12 each. Both teams really challenged with service errors this evening. And Coach Chad Hansen takes a seat beside me. And Coach Hansen, you nodded your head. Both teams struggled with service errors. I think the reason, obviously, if you lollipopped it over, you were probably going to eat it on the way back. So you roll the dice, you gamble, if you will, and tonight both teams served aggressively, and that resulted in some free points.
It did. It results in free points, and I think what I was glad for is the free points that we gave, for the most part, I felt like those free points were in short little streaks. I didn't feel like we were in continual service error mode. Maybe at the most we had two back-to-back service errors, but us keeping an aggressive serve in and on their passers, and then if we get a service error, the service errors I like are the ones where the passer has to make a judgment. The service errors in the net are difficult because nobody had to earn it on the other side for the passers, and that's a free point that makes me really cringe. But our servers did a good job on the whole. They were nailing the zones I was calling. Very, very awesome to have Jamie Gasing finish there at the service line. She's one of our strongest zone servers, and they even had to shift in their serve-receive lineup to accommodate her ability to put it in a lot of different places.
When you played Viterbo, we talked about a sluggish start, and you were a little concerned because I wouldn't say it was a trend, but it might be it was turning into a recurring theme, if we will.
Yeah.
What did you do over the last few days to try and address that, if anything?
We talked with our team about coming out and having a really, there were three P's, Mike: purpose, poise, and passion. Those were the three P's coming into this match. We needed to play with a purpose, and every ball that we touched had to have an execution to it. Every rally, every effort had to have a composure to it for the poise. The passion that we needed to have was within that poise, but really playing with a high energy. In our approach to a match and coming out strong, I was pleased that in all three sets that we won, I believe we were the first team to score a point. And I noticed that in the set we lost, we were down 3-0. And then 4-1, and it was kind of this lethargic third set of, come on, get after it, Dort, let's go, get it going. And I talked with our team going into the fourth set and said, there's a look that you guys have. There's an eagerness, there's a tenacity that is visible, it's palpable. And that was something that we addressed in the later part of the third set. Through the practices, this week, honestly, was kind of a jumbled week for us in the practice gym. Monday, we were doing some fundraiser things in the midst of our practice time, and we had players gone on different academic adventures. So it was difficult on Monday, which is normally a grind in the gym kind of day. Monday was difficult for us to do that because it was a disjointed personnel, kind of day. Tuesday for us is really about a scouting report. After video, we come back out to the court, and we had to execute some things right away. We did put in some expectations on the practice side of accomplishing levels. It's a pyramid kind of practice, and the team can only they have to accomplish the base of the pyramid, which is level one. They do that, they move to level two. They accomplish level two, they move to level three. If they miss the mark on a scoring thing for time or reps or zones, then they go back to level one. And so that kind of mental focus and longevity and duration that's expected of you in a practice setting is what I think helps carry forward in these kinds of contexts where every play has a value to it. So those are pieces, not just, hey, it's brand new Monday. Those are pieces we've been building over the last week or more. And we did touch on those things. But truly, I mean, coming into this match, it was a little bit of a clunky kind of a prep compared to what I would normally like.
Emma Alton is pretty good, Coach.
I'm not laughing because I'm disagreeing. I'm laughing because I'm saying, wow, she just keeps climbing to new levels. And it's fun to see. So grateful to God that Emma's been able to maintain great health through this exciting season. And naturally, Emma knows her ability and contribution is happening in all six rotations. And it's happening with the reliance and dependence and interaction of teammates. It takes most often three teammates to make a play happen. And Emma's executing tremendously high. I've got her, and I've heard other coaches talk about her as a National Player of the Year kind of candidate. And she just keeps growing each day, and it's a joy to be a part of.
Taking a look down the list, Leah Camp got some critical kills for you tonight. Your back row play, I thought, even though you surrendered several aces, I thought your back row play actually was pretty exceptional.
It was. Very, very solid. Serve-receive passing was strong. We had some hiccups here and there. We smoothed through those, I think. And it comes down to, at times with a challenging server, a passer can start to feel isolated or that they have a target on them. I felt like we were doing a good job targeting their passers. I watched their schemes. I watched their passers in their mechanics, in their posture, their facial expression. And for our passers, I look for those things too. And I really was pleased and grateful that our serve-receive pass stayed very competitive and strong through this.
You've got a couple of days now, obviously, to prepare for Doan. Doan, a team that you beat down in Crete, that seems like a long time ago already.
Yeah, it does.
You want to obviously keep this rolling because a large part of the success, as you said, you want to stay hot. You want to stay rolling.
Yeah.
You want Jamie Gasing to continue to get the ball in places where she can make decisions, has more than one option.
Right.
You want to keep this rolling. How do you keep that rolling heading into Saturday?
I think some of the things we talked about already, maintaining a good level focus of accomplishing these pyramid sort of schemes in our practice gym. We need to be mindful of mental toughness. You know, there are hiccups and glitches in little aspects, blocking this, a serving that, a serve receive here, an attacking angle, a double block up, what options do I have as a hitter? All of these little pieces are things that I talk and our staff talks with our players about in a way of saying, let's execute two great things in a row here in our practice gym. Let's do three things in a row. If we do, we get a bonus point. And that's what the next couple of days will be, as well as looking at film and trying to prep for Doan in all the schemes that they run.
Penciling out the new standings, and we're a little past the midway point, so now you start to take a look at those. Matt Buttermore over at Hastings is probably smiling because you've thrown it back into a three-way tie now with the win here this evening. This is a critical win in terms of the conference race. For you to have a conference championship hope, you had to get tonight because otherwise Northwestern gets a two-game lead on you and they can run away and hide from you at least.
True, yeah, very true. I reminded the team that this match was that big. And how the conference tiebreakers go, it also boils down to how many sets. And so we lost in four at Northwestern. We beat them here in four. And I'd have to go back and look at the deeper tiebreaker issues. It's not a huge deal for me right now. But this does keep us in the hunt, and it's exciting. It's very, very exciting. And I showed the team at the end here in the locker room. I brought in our 2015 GPAC Championship trophy. And I said, you guys, this trophy is not, we're not after metal and wood in its existence by itself. What we're after is the picture of what this trophy symbolizes. And that's a unity, and that's a chemistry, and that's a commitment to work well together. And that's what you did tonight, and that's what we are still in the hunt to do in a picture moving towards a GPAC championship against some very, very hefty opponents ahead.
Yeah, a few left to go, Coach. I'll let you go. Congratulations on the win tonight over number three Northwestern. Like you said, you wanted to keep playing at a high level. That's why you scheduled Viterbo. That's why you scheduled Bellevue later in the year. Well, you don't have a choice on your conference schedule, but a lot of good teams there. This is a continuation of your plan, it appears.
It is, yeah, very much so. And to keep sharp. That's really the key, is to keep sharp, execute it as a high level as we can, and keep learning from each other, and about ourselves. And I'm grateful, Mike, you know, just to mention away from volleyball, but the picture of tonight with so many pink shirts and the fundraising that happened, I only have a loose estimate that was handed to me word of mouth, and I don't know if you have a dollar amount that was shared with you, but $3,800 raised in a united effort between our two programs, Dort and Northwestern. That's the most beautiful picture, I think, coming from our community of Sioux County, these two neighboring Christian colleges, to be able to put that effort forward. The captains for both teams were heavily involved. On our side, Jamie and Summer and Abby in particular, I know Jamie and Summer put in a ton of hours and time to really make this work, and our team rallied around it, our campus rallied around it, and we're grateful and hope that it's a true blessing to the families that get to receive the benefits of these funds.
Coach Hansen, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and let's take a closer look at those numbers now. The leaders, Emma Alton, 23 kills, 286 kill efficiency, 13 kills for Leah Camp, 9 for Allie Cromendike, 8 for Julia Lindberg, 3 for Jamie Gasing, 1 for Haley Moss. 49 assists for Jamie Gasing, 17 digs for Summer Jansen, 14 digs for Jamie Gasing. 2 service aces for Erica Bausma. For Northwestern, 16 kills for Horstman, 12 for Anna Keel, 9 for Lauren Hilliger, 4 for Mackenzie Fink, 3 by Lacey Wacker, 1 for Josie Blankenspor, 1 for Emily Van Ginkel. Lacey Wacker with 36 assists, 13 digs by A.J. Horstman, 12 for Anna Keel, and 10 for Lauren Hilliger. Josie Blankenspor, solo block and 5 block assists, 4 for A.J. Horstman. For Dort College, they were led by Allie Cromendike's 6 block assists. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College improves to 20-4 overall, 8-1 in the conference. Northwestern slips to 21-2 and 8-1. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.